We see that the chait actually was an aid and assistance to enable a person to grow spiritually greater. So therefore, one moment of life is very choshu, because that one moment of life doesn't be true in the Ahava and rectify his whole life. It's not that this minute itself is so choshu. It's just tomun hidden in this moment is that opportunity to do true in the Ahava. Had you stolen that moment from Rav Loza ben Doda, you would have killed the tzaddik Yisraelim. You would have killed all those mitzvahs that he was able to turn around. You would have died with the virus. That moment of truth that he did turned all his avodas into mitzvahs, and that's the choshev of choshevus of the moment. We said the kasha that you asked, what about somebody who's a vegetable who's never going to do that truth? Okay, that's some kasha on the side to deal with.
So I think, this just shifts the discussion to the same thing that before we're saying you should preserve, this guy's life because maybe he'll keep Shabbos later.
But we won't say that, we never say that.
Mishnah
Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says, don't say that.
Yeah, so now I'm saying, instead of that, we're saying, preserve this guy's life so that he might do tshuva one day.
No, it means this moment has in it the potential of a tshuva mi'ava. Saying that the incorrect thought is that we'll keep him alive now so you keep tshuva later, but this moment doesn't have in it the later Shabbos. This moment has in it the ability to almost mistake his whole life. Whether you use it or not, that's something else. But if you take that moment, you've deprived him of that opportunity. Choshev lahagdish. It's important to just note here. Dvarim elu einum boim elu kadeli shoveres ha'ezim. Everything we're saying here is only coming to break the ears a little bit. Hasim lakachi sharei mashmoyis rega chayim shil yodi gavur ki v'nizgav agam mehadugroseinu elu. The truth of the matter is that the moment of a life of a Jewish life is much, much greater and more elevated and more important than anything we've said here. Yeah, we're just giving examples of why the life is so important to break the ears a little bit. But a regel shall chaim hu oilam umaloi. The one moment of life is infinite. Gam chaim shall temach. Not lakora, even a vegetable. The life of a vegetable has got no, is unconscious. She'ena oisek lo b'tshuva mi'yira v'lo mi'tshuva mi'ava chashuvim haim b'yaseh. Their lives are very, very important. I mean, to answer your question, we'll finish the paragraph, but just at this stage, just to... What we said was, if a human life is so important because there's a moment of tshuva mi'ava in there, so what about a vegetable who's unconscious? He's not going to do tshuva with that moment. So if I take that moment away, what about the pride of? So he says, we're just bringing you this to try and get you to a point where you've got appreciating how great human life is. But having said all this, we still don't understand one second what a youth life is worth. Even if Temach was never going to do tshuva mi'yira or mi'ava. Kasher hashkofa zu malava kol yudi b'kol tzad v'shol b'chayev. When this hashkofa escorts a Jew through life, af im yekayev lo, even if he's in pain, v'hu yizbil yosurim kashim amorim, and he's suffering terrible suffering. Ha'agosha lama lichayim, that feeling, what I need to live for, lama lichayim, Lord Tavol Reisov Klau will not come into his thoughts at all. Hagosha shell katsosi bachai. The Hainu Hagoshas hadikraim. Rechaisa tam bachayim. That feeling of depression and there's no reason for me to be alive. Lord Tolin b'moicha afilu lechad will not get into his head even for one moment. Am I nichai? If I'm alive. Ain zois elev nash akosh bochum machayoti. That's because akosh bochum is giving me life. If you are daya bidyuk madua nichai, he knows exactly how I'm living. Vavo mo ma nichai. And why I'm living. Yashayim kachu muchan levatel as kol o'ilom. And to keep me alive is prepared to give up his whole world. V'lachayim afilu mani mitzidi, even from my perspective, muchan levatel al chai chatzon chelila, I'm prepared to give up my life. I don't see any reason for life. I don't see any one reason to carry a living for 1 second. Yeah, about to jump. But ulam akosh bochu chofetz behem. But akosh bochu wants me to be alive. What can I do? I don't see any reason to be alive. But Hashem must see there's a reason for me to be alive. Otherwise, why is he keeping me alive? Yesh lo matara nizgova b'chai, the person has a very elevated goal in life. If he koch hashuva, it's so important, at she'en seichel inoish yeich lasidah. No human understanding can grasp how important one moment to the Yiddish life is. The kain simcha v'isha heimli, therefore I have enormous simcha and happiness. Yeish shutav v'isha matara nelam. To be a partner in that unbelievable goal of why I'm alive. To live for Hashem. Even though I don't see any reason to carry on living. For me, Lamaisa, I don't see any reason to carry on living. I have no reason to live. So why are you living? Lishmo. Hashem wants you to be alive, so you live for Hashem. That's the machshava that a person, even in that moment, just pre-suicide, is supposed to walk around. Remember we started the Sefer. The reason why we're in trouble today is Tachashel Avodat Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov, because we don't serve Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. We serve Hashem, but we walk around for Shvat, black and dark, heavy, miserable, because we don't appreciate what our lives are. We don't appreciate how much Hashem appreciates our lives. Toiv, Zichreini L'Chaim L'Maim Cho Elohim Chaim. Rosh Hashanah we daven for love, for what? L'Maim Cho, for you Hashem, keep me alive for you, not for me. לפני מספר שנים נפגשתי עם בחור צעיר. Many years I met a young בוחר, כבן 18, 18 year old בוחר, שחולה במחלה קשה, והרופאים לא יסים החייב. He had a terrible disease and the רופאים had given up on him. לא היה עמוק טיפול רפואי שיכולה לתת מענה למחלה הזאת. There was no cure for his disease. Hey, my defoy lachzir olavay. So they wanted him to go home. Kadesh she yisayim eschay b'manucha. He didn't go home. Live the last few months in comfort. Ulam hayev lo amru noish va'atisa oisa l'Americas refil b'tzot abrit. His parents went to bed, gave up his life. They shipped him off to America. Sham ne'ma lehem ki kaimus efshalut lekabolas tipul refil chadashami. They were told that there's a new refuah. Experimental refuah that they could use. Ashelamot Yosef Makiv b'Yosef, even though it was very very painful treatment. Tomen b'sikul arechas chay ana lechodesh chodshayim, could extend his life by a month or two. That's it. Hayirim ponu legadol b'toyer b'shaloi. They asked the Godol b'toyer, Hayim mutal ana lasim letipul. Is it mutal for this boy to undergo this tipul? Haim u'machayim lekabal et ha-tipu. Is he chayim to get the tipu? Maybe he's chayim. Maybe it's osa. Maybe it's muta. Hu haitik lishol shalas doimais b'nois ka'ev ze. Lach ha-shaha mikvachayik v'kol ha-pratim hoir ha-rav ki rak hana ba'atma yech lachli. After going into the whole sugya properly, the Rav said that it's up to him to decide. Means he can choose. Means it's not osa to do the tipu and it's not chayim to do the tipu. Not chayim too, but at the same time, he's not chai, he's not obligated to do the tipple. But at the same time, it's permissible if he wants to, but he has to decide whether to do it or not. It's his choice.
He might be chai to not commit suicide.
No, they asked the shada. Is this tipple available that will extend his life by a month or two? An excruciatingly painful tipple. Does he have an obligation to do it? And the thought of saying he has an obligation to do it, he has an obligation to do it. All the Rav says, no, it's also for him to do it. The Rav said it's not also for him to do it, and it's also he's not chayv to do it. He has to choose. He wants to do it, he can do it. If he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do it. Either way. Hana pikesh yosei chachim yibayichidut. The boy asked to speak to me privately. V'kachu shoyim. And he asked. Nimsali ki atipul osu la'arichet yamei chay b'choy l'shevot shayim. It's been explained to me that the tipul will extend my life for a month or two. But achratayin lekablo is tolubi, and the decision whether to do the tipul or not is all on me. Shalti he ma arviach mechodesh echad shochay. He asked, "What am I going to get from one more month of life?" Kasher bezman ze ani mityase ve'enenu musugul nitrakez yosi mechamesh dakot tzufas. And not just another month of quality life. So I'm going to be able to sit and learn for a month. Fine, I don't understand. I'm getting so much pain. I'm going to be able to concentrate for more than 5 minutes. Mishpachti omeres la'aved et yikirim. My family is about to lose their yikiram.
Their beloved.
Their beloved, yeah? Me, basically, the son, yeah? V'itochen ki amara mityase shili rak yachbid aleim bo'oit chodesh nosef. And all I'm going to do is give them another month to me. Vim kei mala lasses, what am I supposed to do? Some bochus to their friends of mine to ask the shalom. Clear to come right to this. So what do you tell this guy? You ready to do some chaplain work in the hospital? What do you tell this guy? I mean, I just walk out the room. I don't even, what do you do? Rashi samati lo bebiru kivada ein hu masapa ki ani achia avuroi b'shaila kashe. First of all, I explained to him, I'm not here to make this decision for you. I ain't going to be helping you to make this decision. The decision is yours. Hadova yochid shebeshuzetzol la'asisu. The one thing that I can do though, rak lasbi lo mahu arches shulchodesh b'chayedam. Well, I can just explain to you what the value of 1 month of life is. That I can do to you. But there's information. You're going to have to make a decision. Im yavin nochayna. If a matter you be yada kelim leutim lahachlit achlata shekula brura b'yoter. Once you understand and you have this information, you'll be in a much better position to make the decision of whether to undergo the treatment or not. Sochachti imoy alat dvarim deliyok. I spoke to you about what we've been learning about. Ve'izbati loy ma kosh bochum muchen letet avu rega echad shel chayivi. And I explained to him what a kosh bochum is there to do in order that there should be one moment of Jewish life. Hesachti imati lo. Shidavin ha-melech oyu b'sefer tehillim. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Kol haneshama tehallel ko." V'dorash al kach Chazal, "Shall kol neshima v'neshima tehallel ko." It says, "Kol haneshama tehallel ko." Every neshama should praise God. Chazal dash and neshima, neshama it can also mean neshima. It means with every breath you should praise God. It means every breath is an opportunity to celebrate. Hava oime, shekol neshimas chayim yesh bo kedei letet shvach v'halel l'bayroya. Every breath a Jew takes, he's able with that breath to give shvach v'halel l'bayroya. That's why Chazal made in three times in Shemona Esrei, three times a day, we say moedim. That's where you thank Hashem for every breath. You can't walk around going thank you the whole day. You don't have time for anything else. The Torah Chaim explains, that's why Chazal instituted into the Shemona Esrei, moedim. For Maidin, you say thank you for all the breaths you had from Shachris to Mincha. At Maariv, you say thank you for all the breaths you had from Mincha to Maariv. The Torah Chaim is a beautiful pshat. Kol neshima neisenet kiviyachol kosh bocha inyanim ba'ale mashmois she'en shel shalom. Every breath that a Yid takes gives to a kosh bocha things that we can't even begin to understand. V'kach amati lo. And so I said to this bocha, ata roi ma kosh bocha muchan letet avu rega chayim. You see what kosh bocha is prepared to give in order to keep you alive for one moment? If you choose to take this tipul, harash kol rega chayim shetosif nichreis yekula rega shlavas Hashem. If every moment you live undergoing this tipul, every moment is a moment of avas Hashem. Hasiba lakachi, the cause of this is sharei lacha atzmecha ein tam b'chayach. You yourself have no reason to carry on living. Your life is going to be one suffering after the next, yeah, and you know you're not going to live more than a month. At the end of the month, you're going to die anyway. It's not going to keep you alive. You can keep you alive for a month of hell. So but Sidi, you have no reason to stay alive. Gam haricha ubnei mishpatecha ula yizbu miyusurim yoyser. And your family and everybody around you is going to be suffering. Kids aren't even more than you, yeah? Rak lakosh bochu ye oit chodesh chayim shel yudi. Only one that's going to get anything here is a kosh bochu. He's going to have you alive for one more month. Horai, what's your life? Because you're still going to be alive. What is this decision? I don't care about my own personal issues here. What really matters there is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have one of his kinderlach living for another month. Why is that important to him? We don't really understand. But we see it's very important to him. He's going to create the whole world just to keep one yid alive for 1 month. Yeh b'kach mitzitcho hachroze she'ein kamo oides ha'emun ha'kadosh ha'chayim zu tiyeh s'chi atzum ha'vochav. There's going to be an incredible declaration, an announcement, hachroze of the enormous emun and the kadosh of your chayim, which will be an incredible s'chus for you. A big kiddush Hashem. Ha'bechu shokol es ha'dvorim v'achin t'kav le'sa tipul. This bocha accepted for himself, understood, and went into the tipul. V'ro zeh pela. Listen to the wondrous thing that happened. Harefi medamu lirot keitzel amuchu oivah kol hatkufa kasher. The Raifim were mamash blown away how this bocha was going to withstand and go through this difficult period. Shishiyuch nosuch apanov. At she'ovim shoyloti ma siti lo shehu kol kach mechayech. He was so happy this whole period. He went through this whole period with such simcha. And his father even asked him, what did you tell him that he's walking around with a big smile the whole day? Hashavti lo ki asiti mum. Lo asiti mum. I didn't say anything. Milvat ha'uvda. All I gave him was the ability to understand how important his life is. That's all. Who are Shady Bana Kashi Adam Mashish Belibo yes ha korakol chai bashe, ki chai bashe aim Hashubim Laboy Royal Matkade Kakshu Muchala Krivas Koloilam of Uchaev. When a person gets into his kishka, the Imam draws it into him that his life is so important that because Bokh is prepared to give up everything, all his plans, his whole world, just that he should stay alive and Vailo is Adam Samech Lipu Khelek Mashimanalazot. The Meshiva knowledge it. Prince live. He's so happy that he's able to live a different life. Who magish ki who nas a shooter be two of you become a part of the Hashem in the whole. Tachlis habriya she yitzir in his gavur shaloyla mole. That's the bottom line at the end of the day of what makes something worthwhile is that it's an understanding that Akash Bochu wants this and this is what Akash Bochu wants, and even though for me it makes no sense, this is Laman Chalakim, I'm living for you Hashem, I'm not living for me anymore, my life's not worth living anymore, my life is dedicated to you. That's some doubt there.
If the
Ikka
is significant, just that he is alive, not necessarily what he's doing with his life, then why not just put him in the coma for that night so he'll be alive and just not suffering?
Because you see, of course, Baruch Hu wants him to go through the tipple. The only thing to keep him alive is this tipple.
Yeah, so something, give him this treatment, whatever it is. But
yeah, you're right. Once again, it's hard to know the exact. Maybe he could. The medical.
Or is there also significance to actually doing something with?
No, once again, there's state, there's levels, of course. Just the pure vegetative state has an enormous value, or whatever. But we see there's a thing called 613 mitzvahs as well, and each mitzvah is enormous koyach or whatever. But there's a mitzvah here that we say overrides all the mitzvahs, and that's the mitzvah to live for Hashem. And that's a very powerful mitzvah. Mm-hmm. How can you ever live for Hashem when you're incapable of doing anything else? That was the vort he told his father. As long as you're living and you're learning and you're doing learning lishmo and you're learning because you're marrying with your children and you're going here and you're doing this and you're doing this mitzvah and you're doing this chesed and this tzokah and you're bikachayliming and you're doing all advance and then you're living for the mitzvah. When all that stops and you plunk nothing left to live for, there's something left to live for. The man chaylokim, for you Hashem, I'm living. It's very hard for us in the active stages of our lives when we're so busy to even to get a musag of this, to even internalize the lesson at least, to try in all our busyness and in all our lives to try and understand, you know, carve a moment of just life lishmo, you know. Take 1 minute of your day and just do nothing and just live that moment lishmo, you know? Give that life just yaraim, Hashem, do nothing yaraim. Once again, we don't say that it's enough that you don't do nothing. It means in a situation, you know, there's two aspects. But of course, we need both. We see it in the Shema. I mean, it's a very posh limit from Shema. Gemara asks, why do we say Vahafta before we say Vahayim Shema? You know, there's three paragraphs of Shema. So why do we say Vahafta Hashem Lakecha v'chol levav v'chol mavadecha v'chol nafshecha first? Yeah, you've got to give up your life, your money, everything, you've got to give up for Hashem, Havas Hashem. And then we discuss V'hayon Shema, which is Kabul all mitzvahs, where you have to do all the mitzvahs. Yeah? New Baal Tshuva comes in off the street, what do you tell him? First, you tell him, this is not why you've got to give up your life for Hashem. Then you teach him about Shabbat, and you teach him about Yom Tov, and you teach him all the mitzvahs. That's not the way you should do it. You should do it the other way around. First, you should teach him the mitzvahs and give him a bit of Shabbos or whatever. And then, you know, when the guy's brought in, he said, by the way, we just forgot to mention, you know, the small print here, you know, you got to give up your life, you know. Okay, the guy's already brought in. So you see, the Gemara says, no, you first have to makabal or malchus shamay. First, you have to accept the fact that Kosh Baruch is the boss. When you've accepted he's the boss and it's all from him, now you can start doing the mitzvah. Mitzvahs without makabal or malchus shamay, what is it? That's some religion. That's ritual. You know, you do the little funny little ritual thing. You know, you take a lemon and you shake it and you're going to, what are you doing here? Why are you doing that? Where's the Anoich Hashem Elokecha? That's what's going to be a relationship. Hashem, I love you. Now go do the mitzvahs. Obviously, we don't potter ourselves from doing the mitzvahs because I love Hashem, it's enough. You love Hashem? You really love him? Let's see. Let's see how you serve him. So we need both. There's no question. The essence relationship and the performance relationship, we need both. Horaya, we have both paragraphs of Shema. If you leave out one, it's not so posh that you said a proper Shema. But the Ikka is to start with understanding that there's a very deep relationship here. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us and loves us and cares for us.
Paradoxical.
It's not, it's schizophrenical.
Yeah.
So the whole of Yiddishkeit is schizophrenic, and I'll tell you why. Your existence is schizophrenic. Because you're an infinite neshama stuck in a finite piece of steak. You show me something more contradictory and schizophrenic than that. Our whole existence, the beginning of the Bria, the Tzimtzum, the beginning of the Bria, Bracious, is the most inbuilt paradox and contradiction that you could ever find. Yet you have an infinite oneness called the Kodesh Baruch Hu, called the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, yeah, which doesn't allow you and me to exist. And at the same time that Akash Boku's presence is there, and if you see, that's the biggest fear of them all. The moment the Yeshmi Ayin, the Yeshmi Ayin is, we can't begin to understand. Not Shaykh to understand.
We're not meant to.
The beginning of wisdom starts when you understand, okay, that it's impossible. Yitzchok is Keitzchai. He lives while he's dead. That's his name. His name is Keitzchai. He lives while he's dead. That the whole Jewish people, where does Jewish life start? It's where life ends. That's our lives. We start living after we die. That's the real world. This is a little fantasy set up here that Akash Baruch Hu gave us in order to earn what we really want, is that kesher with it.
Whatever that means.
Lahanas mizim shchinosim.
Whatever
it means, yeah. We can't appreciate. Ain Lora, no I ever saw it. No Navi ever saw what's waiting for Shalom Abba. The great says even the Malachim can't understand it. No, we have Moshavim, we do. In the world of Moshe, we do. We know what a moment of spiritual pleasure is. We know what an aesthetic, beautiful spiritual moment feels like. But it says all the pleasure of this world that ever was and ever will be, all the pleasure doesn't come up to 1 minute of pleasure of Amaba. Good, so you have a taste of that. That's going to be some real part of you. Some real pleasure waiting for us. You have to anticipate it, Basimcha.
Yeah.
We don't really believe we even have a chalik in Amaba. No, we believe there's an Amaba, whatever. We just believe that we're so bad that Akash Boch, we can't imagine that we're going to just be there with ecstasy and just breaking in the shchina, even wants to do anything with me because our self-esteem is this low. We walk around miserable because we don't believe that Akash Boch loves us so much.
I don't believe we can be punished by anything. I believe the opposite.
We get punished. Yeah, then you get a kray for
Be'ikah.
One of the 13 Yud Gimli Karim is that there's reward and punishment. And you know why there has to be reward and punishment? Do you know what a lack of reward and punishment is called?
Yeah.
Indifference. It means Akash Boch is indifferent. There's nothing worse for a child than a father who stops disciplining his child. I don't hit you anymore, I don't give you prize anymore, I don't do anything to you, just do whatever you want. That's the greatest negation of a relationship, indifference. Schaba Einish means I love you and I care for you, and I'm continually correcting you and giving you exactly what you need in order so you should achieve your goals.
Fine, but then there's a difference when a child is retarded. And you don't hear the child is retarded when they do
anything. Nachinami! Good!
That's
honest, Abadi. You're going to get punished for the sins you have Bechiria. What you didn't have Bechiria for, you can't get punished for, because that's honest. Like I'm on a part trade. But the things you have Bechiria for, you're going to have to pay for those.
Whatever your Bechiria is, wherever your Bechiria is.
Nachinami, you don't have to convince me. I got beaten up and thrown out of whatever for tithing that. You only chai for what you had Bechiria, what you didn't have Bechiria. But what you had Bechiria in, oh, that you're fully responsible for. That they said Baruch Lozo, when he died, his wife put him in the attic because the Romans didn't want him to find him, whatever, and she was worried that he would start rotting, whatever, but he did it. He stayed intact all the time. Then she went up one day and she saw a worm coming out of his ear. So she thought that he was beginning the rotting process, and he had a panic. And he came to her in a dream that night and said, "You don't have to worry, I'm not rotting. It's just that my Ikka Bechira, my Ikka thing, that Nakuda of who I really was covered at Torah. And I once heard someone with Vaza, Talmud Chochum, and I didn't do enough to protest. So that's why it's my ear that's rotting. But the rest of my goof is 100% intact because of those errors, and that wasn't my Nakuda. But the Nakuda that you chai for, there's nothing to protect it. That thing, what Mordechai Miller explains, that thing that you came in this world mamash to do, that Nekudas Achayim, your unique purpose, right? That protects everything else. That's a preservative for all the other things. Say you didn't daven so well, you didn't do so whatever, but the thing you're supposed to do will protect that, and like it acts as a preservative. But that thing itself has no preservative.
Mm-hmm.
Your ear's going to start rotting. Because your ear was the thing you came in this world. You came in this world for Kavod HaTorah. That was your thing. So that thing has nothing to protect it. But that thing protects everything else. I mean, the whole goof doesn't rot. But the ear rots. Why? Because there's nothing to protect. There was a little chink in Kavod HaTorah, which is what he was in the world to bring into the world. That was his unique tafkid. So that's going to rot. That means, in our conversation, everything else you rot. Don't worry about. But the thing you came into this world to do, you better make sure you do. Because if not, you get cut for it. Because until you do it, that letter is missing from the Sefer Torah, and the whole of Klal Yisrael is possible. So you better make sure that you get into the Sefer Torah and get into the right place. Because even if you're there, you're standing in the wrong seat. You sit in the wrong guy's seat, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Because Baruch Hu's crown is every yid, every diamond in that crown is a yid, and all those diamonds are not there. The crown's not shalem. Because Baruch Hu's throne is not shalem. So each yid has a big responsibility to make sure that he comes to the party. Otherwise, the whole of Klal Yisrael doesn't come to the party. It's not that there's a party with one guy missing. In this business, it's all or nothing. Every Yid comes home. Before Mashiach comes, every Jew's going to do tshuva. You have to know that. No. We have a choice. Akash Baruch Hu says, if they want to do tshuva mi'adah, then I'll bring over them a harsh king worse than Haman, who will make them do tshuva. Well, that tshuva being from tshuva, it's hard to understand. I mean, that sounds like the tshuva in the era. But once we've done Tshuva Mi'ira, then the harsh king will go away, Mashiach will come, then we'll do Tshuva Mi'ava, right? But try to Tshuva Mi'ava now, because if you chop around now, the rewards are much bigger. The reward's massive. Somebody does Tshuva Mi'ava today, like never before, because it's so dark and there's so many reasons not to do Tshuva Mi'ava, that somebody gets this kickshaw of going with Hashem. That's all I've ever been screaming at you guys. Just be Avram Avinu's, okay? That's why she was called Or Avram. Just be an Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had nobody. He just found Hashem and he just clung to Hashem no matter what the world was saying. The whole world was saying he's wrong, whatever. He took himself up by his own bootstraps, okay? And Mama's cleave to Hashem. That's it. There's nothing else out there, God. Nothing else out there, I'm telling you. There's no Haredi world, and there's no this world, and there's no this world, and that world, and inner world, and Una world, and whatever. There's you and Akash Baruch Hu. That's it. You're right, there's things that facilitate it. You've got to live somewhere, so you know, you've got to send your kids to school somewhere and whatever, but all those things and all those challenges and all those problems, it's all just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the struggle of this generation. And Hashem makes it impossibly difficult. You can't miss there with Chinuch, and you can't miss there with Panos, and you can't miss there with anything today. There's nothing you miss there with. Nothing works. You get HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your side, suddenly things start happening. You can't be here. No, that's the avoider. That's the avoider. Is nothing. Eilam mili smoich. That's the mission in Soita. The 15 signs of what the pre-messianic period will look like. The last of the 15 things is Eilam mili smoich. Rakavinu shibashemayim. You have no one to rely on. You can't even get a gemach today without protection. If anyone doesn't understand the contradiction in that one, today just to get a gemach you need protection. You know, we live in such a Eilam hasheker. It's unbelievable. So you have to find a shem. He does it that way because without Hashem you can't manage. So Hashem makes it in such a way that you have to find it. And you see the difference. You see the difference with people that understand this and people that don't. I'm doing it in the full world. It's a different existence, a different world. The only place you can really find it today is in the yeshivas. You can't find it outside the yeshivas today. Not shaykh. Almost impossible. You'll find balabatim out there that have got it, but because they either got it in yeshivas or they're still in yeshiva a little bit, or they're supporting yeshivas, they're shaykhs. Some shaykhs to yeshivas, but other shaykhs to yeshivas, it's not shaykh. Bechlal not shaykh. Yeah, that's enough of a response.